This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5... Yes, you can move now. There you go. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there as well. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate. All of them. And now you find out you don't have to. Really. Come on, get the book, Ramblings of a Right. You can get it at Amazon. If you get it from my website, I sign it. If you get it from Amazon, I don't sign it, but you'll get it faster. And then you can buy my shirts. If you head over to the store, therealside.com/store, we've got shirts up there for sale. It's, you know, it's time when you show up at a protest, you get all these people there, and they're all in resist shirts. They look nice, don't they? I mean, they look like they're an army. So push back. I got shirts, you know, hashtag stand. Hashtag stand. Stand for America. Hashtag stand for to make America great again. Hashtag stand against the resistance. It's not that hard. It really isn't. Push back, please. And you can find most of that stuff up on my website, including the coffee cups. I'm telling you, the mugs make the coffee taste better. I don't care what you say. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, let's jump on it. I got so much I want to push through. All right, so apparently, and this might be, I mean, we can do our best with sound, but when it's a bad sound to begin with, I can't do much with it. So a small town in Aiken, Illinois is, you know, they really, these areas in the Midwest are the heartbeat of this country. You know, God, guns, country. And most of these people are patriots. Right? I mean, it's really the way this country was settled and grew. And in this particular town of Aiken, they don't even have a post office. They have a church. But they don't have a post. Because church is what people do. In these small areas, church is definitely what people do. And I don't mean that in a bad way. So you can understand the concerns among, you know, townsfolk when this the young man giving the speech, the graduation speech at high school, was told he couldn't deliver it. It was too religious. Now, Seth Clark, 13 years old, was pretty proud of that speech. He referenced God and quoted from the Bible. He even mentioned his Christian faith. It was far from a sermon. It's 2 minutes, for God's sakes. What pastor you know could do a sermon in 2 minutes? I don't know any. But just hours, hours before graduation, Seth was told he could not be permitted to deliver his remarks. You know, can you believe this? So let's hear his. I want you to hear this first.
You started out adventuring in the woods, finding leaves, messing with cracks in the ground, trying to figure out where they came from. And then just this past few months, I've acted in the Easter drama of our church. So a lot has changed in between, and I've grown a lot as a person. However, I couldn't have done this without a lot of help. So, first of all, thank you, Mom and Dad, for taking me to church almost every opportunity I had. And for being my...
Okay, so that's offensive. The mom and dad part. I don't know, taking them to church is a whole other thing, right? Thanking your mom and dad and not the educators first? How dare you? And for taking him to church. Wow, that's bad.
Biggest supporters throughout all the good and bad times of life. Even when you face much bigger problems.
Can somebody shoot that bird?
...problems than me, you never overlooked me. You always comforted me and disciplined me whenever necessary. And
oh, no. No, no. I'm telling you. It's a discipline thing, too. That wasn't cool. You know, they disciplined him when he needed... No child needs to be disciplined. What's wrong with you?
Took me to and watched every game that you could. I love you, Mom and Dad, and thank you so much. Also...
Hey, that's nice. Anything offensive yet? Anybody find something that just makes them crazy yet? I haven't.
To the teachers, thank you for teaching me, even when the lesson book is closed. Teaching me life lessons that I probably needed.
Probably.
Next, I'd like to thank my friends for making me laugh and helping me learn, and always providing interesting and funny times, and sometimes very deep, serious conversations. Finally, I'd like to thank God for all the amazing people and experiences I've had in life. He's placed so many friends in my life and an amazing family. He's forgiven.
So far, right? Nice speech. Giving thanks to people around him, the community that helped him, his mom and dad and friends. I mean, they probably wouldn't have pulled it if he thanked, you know, Lady Gaga and Beyonce for teaching him potentially the kind of sex he could have later on in life. I don't know.
Every time I sin and fail to follow Jesus, there's so much God has done for me that I had to mention this was only a small list. So thank you to all those people as well as those I haven't mentioned. So, now that I've thanked all these people, I would like to talk about that line of forgiveness where I've been forgiven. I would like to apologize to all of you who I've hurt at any time in any way. I'm sorry that...
I'm playing the whole speech. It's only a little over 2 minutes. And I'm doing it because I'm trying to find that offensive point. I'm trying to find a point in the speech that would cause an administrator from a school in a small town to decide it's too religious. Now, it's a 2 minute and 40 second speech. We're a minute and 40 seconds into the speech. And I haven't heard him. Did he do a glory hallelujah for God or anything like that? Did he tell people he needed to come to the knowledge of Christ yet? Or I must be missing something here.
I'm probably not paying attention. Something hurt you because you're all important to me and to God. I am far from perfect, but it's quoted.
Oh, there's the God. Got to do God. Took him a minute and 40 seconds to get to God. Yeah, true religion. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're going to finish this up on the inside of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, check the poll. Lots you can do up there. Also, if you're on Facebook, maybe we're still up there. I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, so I'm going to get back to the story. I know there's so much going on, but I want to get back to the story. So, where was it? Oh, there it is. Duh. Hey, look, when I got all these screens up and you're popping all over the place, you know, you're begging for help here. So, we're talking about the young man from a small town in Aiken, Illinois. And he was told that he couldn't do the speech. I want you to hear the speech because I'm still trying to find the point at which he goes off and gets too religious. And some of you are going to say, well, you know, Joe, you believe in God and this is all okay with you. No, I'm, you know what? I get it. I get that you can't go overly crazy. It can't be a glory hallelujah moment. You can't, you got to watch it. I get that. You shouldn't have to. Shouldn't have to. This shouldn't be a big deal. But I'm still trying to figure out where in this young man's speech, and we need more people like him, where in this young man's speech is the offensive moment, moments, minute? We're a minute 43 into the speech, and he still hasn't gotten to preaching yet. Let's take a listen, though.
I am far from perfect, but as quoted in 1 Peter 1:16, for it is written, be holy as I am holy. This verse references God speaking in Leviticus chapter 11. This is what I strive for, to be holy as God is holy. But because I'm human, I will fail and have failed against others. So this is why I apologize. Now, as I want to be holy, I want to challenge all of you to this as well, especially those who are still in school, as there is a lot of temptation in school today. Even more so, those in high school and moving up to high school. We will face many trials for our faith and many temptations to fall into sin. But you can live holy with the help of God, even though we will fail. God will forgive us if we run to Him with humility and confess our sins. There will be many trials for believers, but we can overcome these trials by relying on God.
So he's talking about God. He's talking about forgiveness. Can't have forgiveness. He's talking about forgiveness, the love of God, and he's done this in 22 seconds. Just can't have this kind of thing. We can't have 25 seconds of God talk. It might make somebody better. I don't know.
So as you go back to work, school, etc., carry the word of God in your heart and be close to God in the times you will face down the road.
So basically he's saying, show others the love of God. Be obedient to Him, right? Do the right thing. Be a good person. All the things we don't want our kids being, apparently. I mean, I don't see. I would love to. It's really hard. We don't have the time, the resources. But in some cases, I'd like to look up these people who make the decisions. Who made the decision that he couldn't do this? And again, where are they coming from? Right? So again, when you have one church in town, most people belong to the church. Most people have a belief in God. Maybe not the exact same denomination, but they have a Christian or a belief in a Christian faith. And now they knew this was coming down, and they waited. They waited just hours to tell him he couldn't do this. As a public school, it's our duty to educate students. I always love that line. But only the way we want to, how we want to, and how we see fit. Which is not true. It's our duty to educate students, regardless of how different they and their beliefs might be. So says Superintendent Kelly Clark. She wrote in a prepared statement to the Benton Evening News. While students are welcome to pray or pursue their faith without disrupting school or infringing upon the rights of others, the United States Constitution prohibits school district from incorporating such activities as part of the school-sponsored events. And when the context causes the captive audience to listen or compels other students to participate, this is not right. Yeah, she's wrong. They've come out several times. The Supreme Court's come out on several occasions and said that these things are legal. They are okay. It's one thing to have a 5-minute sermon. It's another thing to thank God and say that for him, what got him to where he was at is by following God, doing the right thing, and being obedient. So nasty. But this is where these administrators like back out, wig out, get stupid. I'm sorry, they do. They get stupid. Right? But the story doesn't end there. Word began to spread around Aiken and Seth's faith-based speech was not permitted. And folks decided that something needed to be done to make this wrong right. Seth needed to be able to deliver the speech that God had placed in his heart. The townsfolk, the majority of. Why isn't the administration, why aren't the people being represented? Remember, we're supposed to have a representative government, right? It just so happened that the neighbor of Clark's owned a house across from the school. Isn't that perfect? And he delivered a speech. He told Seth he could deliver the speech from his property. When it came time for the valedictorian and the salutatorium. Saluta. That's what the Italians say before they take a drink. To deliver their speeches, they invited the audience to join them across the street at the house. Becky Clark told me it was not mandatory, so they couldn't do anything about it. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Dozens, God bless these people, dozens of folks piled onto the front yard of the home and listened intently as young Seth delivered his address. Oh, that's just great. No, really, seriously. But, you know, for those of you who did that or those of you who would applaud that, this young man's going to go somewhere. Look at him. You give him some support. You show him it's okay. You get behind him. We don't get behind our young people when it comes to this. We've raised a group of people that want everybody to feel good. It was the proudest moment of my life, Mrs. Clark said. He's more courageous at the age of 13 than I am at the age of 43. She said her son is a tender-hearted person who just wants to be a man of God. This is not an attention thing for him, she said. He wanted to share what was on his heart. Now, I wonder, in a secular speech, if a girl or a guy, a young man, young woman, were sharing things that were sexual in nature, which were pop culture in nature. I mean, anything that wasn't godly, so to speak, but kind of been out there for somebody like us, maybe somebody who's more conservative. Right? Don't you think? That would have been okay. Nobody would have stopped any of them. But to talk about what God has put in your heart, what God wants you to do, that's unacceptable. It goes right along with a society that's being told that adoption is worse than abortion. That abortion is the right thing to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Get a lot more after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I really do like that, and I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You know, there's so much going on in the news. But again, to finish up that story about the young man that gave his speech, his graduation speech, stuck to his guns, I think that's a great thing. Those are the kind of young people we need to applaud. We need to help. We need to hold up. We need to let them know that we're on their side. I mean, seriously. Enough with this stuff where we don't want to create a problem. We don't want to bring too much attention to it. No, we do. We want to make a big deal out of it. We want to make all the noise we can. You know, when those freedom from religion freaks come to your town, come to your way, and they talk about how it's against, it is not. You know, we have the guys from Pacific Justice Institute here on the show. We're going to have them on more. But I have them on a fairly regular basis. Or have had them on a fairly regular basis. I shouldn't say had them on because it's been a while. Anyway. So, they fight these exact things. These are the things that they help fight with. And the schools give up so easy. The organizations give up so easy, and they shouldn't. There's no reason to give up. You have people that will fight with you. You have people that will stand up with and for you. Matter of fact, I have one from them. I have a 60-second infomercial, if you would, from them. We're going to play it right now. You need to hear it. Sorry.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Traditional parents nationwide need to be aware of a program called Social and Emotional Learning being promoted in schools. The stated purpose of SEL is to prevent bullying and improve the, quote, school climate. Sounds good? But according to the Child Protective League of Minnesota, SEL is being used to, quote, chart students' personal cultural values, attitudes, and beliefs, and then measure, record, and ultimately change them, end quote. Well, Pacific Justice Institute urges parents to remain vigilant. For Pacific Justice Institute, I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
go to pacificjustice.org, get some information, sign up for their newsletter. They'll support these things. They'll fight. They want to stop these people. You know, you want to make sure that they're not running rampant, getting away with it, and stop saying there's nothing you can do about it, because there is something you can do about it. A lot of people don't realize that you have a right to pray on school grounds. You have a right to talk about God on school grounds. You can't go in there and preach. You can have a Bible club as long as the teacher will step up. And that's your job to make sure that you've got people that are willing to step up for these things. Some people don't. You know what I'm saying? So what you need to do is you need to pound away. You need to stay on it. You need not to stop. The pressure. You don't want to stop the pressure. To give you an idea of how crazy these people are. They waste money all the time, and I'm okay with that. I want them to keep wasting their money. They have fought the under God. It's gone to the Supreme Court a half a dozen times, and they keep fighting it. And they go down to a lower and lower and lower level, thinking that if they sue a school, they won't have the money to fight it. If they have the money to fight it, they won't say it. But the schools need to be aware, it's already been fought. They have a right. They need to tell these guys to go pound sand. And when they get the first letter, they need to burn it in a video and send it back to them. That's what they need to do. Here's what I think of your letter telling me I have to stop saying under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. Here you go. You know, bang, gone. That's what I would do. So these guys now, they're suing a Texas judge. So a group promoting separation of church and state has sued a Texas judge who lets volunteer chaplains of various faiths say prayers in court before daily proceedings. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a federal lawsuit Tuesday in Houston against the Montgomery Court. The funny thing about this is that the Supreme Court's already approved, or has already said, or already ruled, that you can do this as long as you allow all faiths the opportunity to do it. The Justice of Peace Wayne Mack, the Wisconsin-based foundation, says that the lawsuit also by two attorneys and an atheist seeks to halt prayer in Mack's courtroom in Willis. Mack declined comment to the news source writing the article, but Texas attorney Ken Paxton, in a 2016 opinion, said that Mack's courtroom prayer and volunteer chaplain program are constitutional. And signs outside the court that opposed it say that people are not required to remain for the invocations. A statement Wednesday from the First Liberty Institute, dedicated to protecting religious freedom from America, said that the Mack's program is a great way to serve the community. And we're more than happy to take the fight on and bury you boneheads. I say that because they fight anything that has to do with God. It's like they go into epileptic seizures. I can't find a story. If you find it, it would be great. But there's a story where they just won a judgment, or they didn't win a judgment. The school decided not to fight it, where they kicked one of those after-school programs, Bible study type of programs. And the bad part about that is that nobody complained. The majority of the people there, see, it's a representative government. Go back to it's a representative government. The Supreme Court has already said these things. You've got to stop backing away from these things. You've got to stop letting them dictate. You've got to stop.
Because I said so.
This Freedom From Religion Foundation group, or as I lovingly refer to them, Freedom From Religion Freaks, they stopped his school from having an after-school program. If you got the link, you can put it in the thing there. I'd love to grab it. And the reason they stopped it was that they said because teachers in the school that actually taught at the school were teaching this class after school hours. And their mindset was the teachers held a government figure to these kids. And because they were a government figure, the kids couldn't separate the difference between the government and the religion. And that's what made it bad. And these boneheads gave in. I'm sorry. you have to learn how to fight back. You're not going to make everybody happy. And you know what? We can make this world around us different and better. We can make our communities better. If you guys, look, some of you know I'm on a school board. I'm on a pretty large-sized school board here in Southern California. I know, in California. And I'm an outspoken Christian. I'm an outspoken conservative, even in my community. Go figure, right? And you can do the same thing. You have got to raise up support, get behind people that are willing to do your fighting, if you would, that are willing to fight to make sure that you get to keep your rights, your parental rights. Can't do that without your help in a lot of ways. But you guys have got to raise people up and put them in those positions. Do not let them dictate. Do not let the freedom from religion freaks dictate to you what you can and can't believe. And that's what they're doing. When they take your rights on these school grounds away from you, they're dictating to you what you can and can't get behind. And maybe we need to support two or three people in the community financially in helping them run around and take care of these things on a regular basis. I don't know what the answer is. I don't have it for you. My answer to you, though, as it is with everything, fight. Do not let it go. Yeah, not that one. That's old. That's really old. This is very recent. Yeah. I'll get that afterward. It was on Tucker Carlson yesterday. Yeah, or today, or one of those, whatever. Yeah, so anyway, again, back to this. You have to stop them. You have to stop them. I have to stop them. The radio show isn't going to stop. Okay? It's you getting out in your communities, getting out in the areas that you live in, and stopping them. If you have to, I don't know, surround the gate. I don't have an answer for you. But do something. Make a difference. Make a change. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I don't know. No comment.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay. I love this. It's almost like we're taunting them at this point in time. Facebook, that is. They just pulled it for every reason. And look at, whatever. We don't really need them, but it's just so much fun to watch them split an eyeball. Seriously. All right, let's see if I can do this before the end of the segment. You know, Tucker Carlson tonight was doing an interview with a teacher in a group where the teacher was told that he couldn't be, I have the story here. Where the heck was it? I just had it up and I got sidetracked with all this other stuff going on. But basically, they wanted the white teachers off campus, which I thought was interesting. They want the white teachers off campus. But apparently that's not racist. Because I guess you can't be a racist if you're white. I mean, if you're black. So, this is proof. This is at Evergreen State College. And its target is white people who refuse to apologize for being white. So the students at Washington Liberal Arts School, whose main claim to fame is alumni and Simpsons creator Matt Groening, I don't even know who that is, harassed biology professor Brett Weinstein because he refused to leave campus for an annual day of absence. Now, what the day of absence is, basically, is all white people got to go. And the Evergreen State practices explicit and instructional racial segregation once a year. Typically, non-white students and faculty leave the campus to show how valuable they are. And the whites stay on campus to be indoctrinated into an anti-racism workshop. But this year it was reversed, and Weinstein told the director of the campus, the multicultural office, that is, that he was staying put. Bay Area entrepreneur William Tresdor posted Brett's email to the diversity official, which said that the mandatory absence of whites from campus was a show of force and an act of oppression in and of itself, he said, right. You may take this letter as a formal protest of this year's structure, and you may assume I will be on campus during the day of absence. Now, on a college campus, one's right to speak or to be must never be based on skin color. Can you imagine what Martin Luther King Jr. would be doing with this? You think he'd be okay with this? You think he'd figure this out? Because these young people don't really get it. They don't get what he died for. They don't get what he was fighting for. I would have protested too. And I don't protest. As an alternative to leaving campus, Weinstein offered to organize a public discussion. Oh, my God. Well, there it is. Yeah, strike one, two, and three right there. Of race through a scientific evolutionary lens. As long as people attend with an open mind and willingness to act in good faith. Protesters decided to raise just craziness after reading about Weinstein's refusal to judge people by their race. They recorded their harassment of Weinstein, apparently thinking they would be applauded for their bravery of surrounding and yelling at the professor. Isn't that great? Isn't that the way to do it? And Weinstein tries to reason with a dozen of the students who routinely shout at him, curse at him. This is what the left has gone to. And again, this is why I say to you, they'll keep winning. I mean, we'll keep winning. They'll keep losing and we'll keep winning. The difference between debate and dialectic, Mr. Weinstein says in the video, debate, wait a second, debate means you're trying to win. Dialectic means you're using disagreement to discover what is true. I'm not interested in debate. I'm only interested in the dialectic. Which does mean I listen to you and you listen to me. One student responds, we don't care what terms you want to speak on. This is not about you. We're not speaking on terms of white privilege. This is not a discussion. You have lost that one. Maybe not so much. Another protester asked the professor whether he believes black students in sciences are targeted. Well, targeted for what? After asking for clarification, Mr. Weinstein says, I do not believe that anybody on our faculty with intent specifically targets students of color, which made them even more mad. These people, they've lost their minds. They are gone. So let's hear, where is that? I just had it up here for you. Oh, there it is. Okay. So Tucker Carlson did an interview with him tonight. I want to play that for you in a couple of minutes. We probably should be able to pull it off. But I want you to hear what the professor had to say about this. Because this is just, look at, this is what your campuses are turning into. This is why I say to you, you better not be sending your kids to these campuses that really aren't teaching them anything but indoctrinating them into this political correct craziness. PCC. Let's see. Can I do this?
Why? For the longest time, they thought it was Brian Kilmeade.
That wasn't good. What happened? I hate when it does that to me. I think it hates me. Well, anyway. All right. So let's see if I can... Let's see if I can find this again. I doubt I can. Because, you know what did it? Restarted. So he was talking to this professor. God, I hate that. And the professor just basically went down the list of what took place today. And how they came into, when they came into his room. when they accosted him outside. Here, maybe this is it.
Campus craziness, and tonight the title is not an overstatement, it really is crazy. Consider Evergreen State College in Washington and Olympia. Every year the school holds a day in absence. In years past, non-white students symbolically left campus and attended anti-racism events. This year, student activists demanded that all white people leave campus or else. Brett Weinstein refused. He's a professor at Evergreen State, and he called the race-based demand, quote, a show of force and an act of oppression. In response to that, here's what happened.
This is not about you.
I'm talking
about him. On terms of white privilege. This is not a discussion. You have lost that one.
You said some racist. Can you apologize?
I did not.
Okay. It's not telling people of color the useless. You're useless. Get the
History could pivot in the direction of the values that you are standing here for.
Yeah, resign.
What?
Resign.
So this is how they, this is how the left deals with everything. Right? These are how these young kids, who's straightening them out? No, nobody straightens them out. What ends up happening is the people running these colleges, the administrators bow down, they back down, and they give them what they want. They're not helping them. This is what got them here in the first place. These little spoiled brats were given what they wanted all growing up. Their parents made them little special things that their most that the universe revolves around them. They can't feel bad. Nothing can be wrong. And you fight for everything. And don't let anybody put you down. Don't use any reason. Just don't fight. Just go fight for everything. We've created this. We allow it to happen. And it's actually going to get worse here in a minute. Take a listen.
Wow. Professor Brett Weinstein joins us now. Professor, first of all, thank you for coming on. That looks like something, you know, out of Phnom Penh, 1975. Was that, I mean, what exactly was going on there? What happened?
Well, what happened is that 50 or so students decided to disrupt the class that I was holding that morning and demand my resignation.
Because you wouldn't leave campus because you're white?
Where is campus administrators? Where are they? And then what you go on, because I'm going to run out of time, so I'm going to go forward with this here, but what you find out as time went on, that the president of the college, when the police showed up, they because of the state of what's going on in this country with police today, the cops showed up to check on the professor and make sure he was okay. But the protesters wouldn't let him in, wouldn't let the cop in. At which time I would have got the water hoses out. They would have all been arrested. But we won't do it. We don't want to start any trouble. This is where it's wrong. We keep letting them get away with this. This is why this will continue, because we keep letting them get away with this. And then the president came out, the president of the college, and he started to acquiesce to some of their demands. And he told the police to stand down. Let the protest, leave alone. Well, what good is that? How does that help? It just makes it worse. Can't let this happen. You have got to fight back. You have got to teach your kids. You have to teach your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons, your grandchildren. You have to teach them that this isn't right. And don't let this happen. And to stick up for the professor. I'm not saying they should get violent or stick their face in the way of a fist. It's not what I'm saying. But please don't let this stuff happen. Seriously. It's not cool. It's not right. It's not good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. We have many things there I'd like to get involved with. If you don't want to commit to a monthly, go ahead and buy a coffee cup. Send me a one-time donation. Buy a shirt. Do something. Get involved in the discussion. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend, because I want you back here on Monday.